Done Needs More Games, where we create the latest and greatest market-ready board games straight from our brains into your household. I am your co-host and co-creator, Nick Bruno.
And I'm your other co-host and co-creator, DJ Bruno.
Here we are, back making some board games. I guess on top of it, or to start everything off, apologies for taking a week off. It has been a long, cold winter in our respective places.
Yeah. Miss Dunn almost fired us for that. It was crazy. We had to politely ask her not to. She was really ready to as well. She had two other podcast hosts lined up and ready to go and said, these two people will be taking your place.
Mm-hmm.
And we had one to... What's up?
One of them came to my house. Came to one my apartment.
Really? What did they do?
Yeah. They just stood outside. They knocked on the door and they introduced themselves. They were like, hey, I'm Gary. I'm here to, potentially replace you, just so you know. We're always watching. And then he just stood there, just, like, outside the door. Yeah, I said hi. I offered him a cup of water if he wanted, or, you know, just to come in. And he said, no, thank you. I prefer not to know my victims, which was pretty ominous, but...
Interesting. That makes me think that the other person's probably still watching me. I don't know if Ms. Dunn has told him that we've kept our jobs since... But I should probably check around my apartment here to see if there's someone who's just lurking.
Yeah, Gary left, or at least he's definitely not right outside the door anymore. But, you know, I mean, who knows? We know that she's watching, so maybe they're watching too.
Yeah. Yeah, she's pretty diligent about that, but good for her. So,
yeah.
Well, I'll keep an eye out. But, yeah, the point of the story is that we both still have our jobs, and I think we're better people for it.
Oh yeah,
I don't think that Gary and whoever else was going to replace us would have done that great of a job otherwise, or either way.
No, because I forgot to mention this too. Before his coming, he was outside one day when I was, you know, out walking around. There was some snow on the ground, and we got into a, I guess I'll call it an elf-style snowball fight. And, I mean, you know, the classic Will Ferrell movie, he was just... launching snowballs. I mean, it was like a...
Oh, he was the elf?
Yeah, he was the elf. But I think the thing that they got wrong in that movie is that, like, I mean, as much of a barrage of snowballs those were, I wasn't going to leave. I wasn't going to quit my job because I was getting pelted by snowballs. I, you know, weathered
the
storm.
Well, to a child, that's, like, a snowball is a lethal weapon, you know?
This is true.
That's... But yeah, to an adult, that's just more of like a nuisance. It's like, okay, could you stop? Or like, I'm just going to like go back inside.
Yeah.
Because your snowballs will not deter me from whatever the point of that snow, like whatever was going on in Elf. Was it like a turf war or something?
I think so. But yeah. I mean, I just said, I was like, okay, great. Now I'm just going to have to take another thing of NyQuil tonight to get over this cold that I feel coming on now. Thank you very much. And I'll see you later.
You think that's what his plan was, to keep you sick for another week?
And... Maybe. That's starting to make sense now.
Hmm. I mean, that's a pretty good plan, if there's some way to perpetually keep someone sick.
Yeah.
I mean, we do have a ton of sick days at Patch Potch. I don't know if he knows that, but...
So that's the thing, is that I was also thinking, I was like, I wonder if there's anything to be done about these snowballs. But it's like, can you... I mean, is the only response to being hit with a snowball throwing a snowball back? Can you, like, you know, arrest that person? I don't know how else to put it.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. What is the... I mean, it's clearly not, like, a weapon or anything like that.
Right.
But, like, if you... So, okay, here's the thing. So, if you put a rock in it, if you just threw a plain rock, that is definitely assault. Mm-hmm. Now, if you had a rock inside a snowball... What does that constitute as? That's still definitely, like, assault, right? You know?
I guess it would come down to whether or not the person intended the rock to be in there. But I don't know. Intention probably wouldn't matter. You still hit that person with a rock. I think in the case of just a pure snowball, I think we're kind of getting along the lines of, like, the rigidity... The density, there we go, of the snowball. And
well,
the,
I think,
and the damages.
I guess it also depends. Yeah, the damages, that's what I was going to say. It depends on, like, where you throw it from as well. Because I know, like, if you throw something off from, like, an overpass, especially, like, something that could, like, obscure a windshield, you know, that's, like, super illegal to do.
That's true.
That's, like, very, very bad, and nobody should do that. So I guess it depends on, like, the area as well. But I'm, like, also curious to know, like, what is the level of severity? Like, if you put an ice cube inside a snowball, that's probably not constituting, like, assault. How far can you go between, like, ice cube and rock? Does it get to being, like, that hurt me, and now you're going to jail?
Let's just say right here, too, that we say these things all in jest, of course. Snowballs should not be used for violence. They are a good time, fun outing you can have with your friends, of people that want to have a snowball fight.
Yeah, have a consensual snowball fight. Consensual snowball, that's the one. You know, we're all about consent on Patch Potch. This is purely speculation in terms of what are the parameters.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to lay down here.
In the court of law, what's going to hold up and what's not going to hold up?
Well, I mean, let's just get right to it. In the court of Santa, that's who I feel like has jurisdiction over snowballs.
According to, what was going to say? Yeah, an elf, that seems to be the way that, I would imagine a snowball fight, that's how things get settled, actually. I don't know if there's actually like a court system, where I can't really imagine a court system in a...
In the North Pole, the fictionalization.
Yeah,
the North Pole.
Yeah. If two elves are having a squabble, that's when they get into a snowball fight, which is why whatever elf's name was, Buddy. That's why Buddy was so good at it, because that's just like how they fix their problems. At least that's how I imagine it.
No, I will go in the book and say that I believe that is a part of the elf canon now, and you cannot convince me otherwise.
Yeah, that's true. It's how it goes. Let's put it in the Wikipedia page.
Trial by snowball.
Trial by snowball. Yeah, it's like a gunslinging duel, except a little less lethal because both parties get to live afterwards.
You know, that's a pretty nice little benefit to settling your disputes with snow.
Yeah, instead of a gun.
Yeah. All right. As you surely know, we are. Miss Dunn needs more games, and we're a board game podcast. We make board games. That's what we do here. That's our job.
And sometimes legal advice podcast.
Yeah. Not good legal advice.
Not good, no.
I think in terms of legality, we should say that we do not give good legal advice.
I guess that's true, yeah. My first advice as a legal advisor is never to take my legal advice, because it's not good.
Yeah, it is not accurate, nor will it hold up in the court of law. These are all goofs. In the court of goofs, we got your back.
Yeah, we're rock solid there.
Yeah. So 'tis the season. I know the day technically already came and went, but we're still in, I'm feeling that President's Day holiday spirit out here in America.
Yeah.
I don't know if any other country celebrates a president or leader's day or whatever. I assume yes, but...
Well, probably not ours, at the very least.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of getting at. I don't think they celebrate
they
American.
Might celebrate... I'm sure there's other countries that celebrate their leaders.
Yeah, exactly.
What if we just... We try to make a holiday that encompassed all... It's just called Leader's Day, and it's like, hey, these are up for all the leaders. Except for the bad ones, we're not here to celebrate you.
No. I bet in France they celebrate Ben Franklin. Actually, I have no idea the relationship that France has, or the idea that France has about
Well, you know,
Ben
I mean,
Franklin.
Ben, yeah, he started their revolution and whatnot, but I'm sure they have their own sort of war heroes and stuff that are probably more French than Ben Franklin.
I guess all I'm saying is that the one American that I know that is very popular in France was Ben Franklin. That is what we as Americans have been told. I don't know if that fact holds up in France.
Yeah, I don't know, actually. I mean, there are some, specifically in Chicago, there's some Polish war hero. Gosh, I forget his name. And there's a specific day that Chicagoans, it's just a holiday that Chicagoans get off. Hold on, that's going to bug me. Chicago, Polish, holiday. I believe it's Polish. Yeah, Kazimierz Pulaski Day.
Wait,
it's because there's a big that? Polish Kazimierz. I think I'm pronouncing it wrong. Pulaski Day is a local holiday officially observed in Illinois. Who was a revolution? Okay, so he was a Revolutionary War hero in America, but he was from Poland. He was a Polish war hero before he came to America. But he's like a great hero in two different nations. But we celebrate him in Illinois, or at least more specifically Chicago, because there's a big Polish community here. So to go back on what we were saying before, there could be other places that, you know, we celebrate different, you know, heroes of nationalities, not in the country of origin.
Yeah, because that's, I mean, it just seems, or at least the only observation I'm really making is that it just seems strange that it's like, as Americans, we're told that Ben Franklin was a hit over in France. I have never heard from anyone or from France in general that Ben Franklin was a hit. We just kind of have to, word of mouth, take a history book's word for it.
I would love to, any French listeners out there, or any native French listeners, I would love to know if Ben Franklin is as loved in France as he is in America. Because he's pretty well liked in America. He's on our $100 bill.
Yeah. Big old Ben. I don't know.
Yeah, Benny's.
Well,
Benny's, that's a drug. That's different.
That's a
but you get that we put him on our $100 bills and on our drugs. He's a well liked person.
You don't reach that level of notoriety without, you know, being on various objects. But okay, all right. So I digress. It was President's Day, and I feel like we have an obligation to at least explore, perhaps nail down, a game for President's Day in our very popular franchise, Tales of a Holiday. We gave the same treatment to Labor Day. I think it is time for President's Day. Like, people obviously observe it and celebrate it and stuff like that, but it's like, other than, like, you know, writing about it, there's no, like, traditions or anything like that. So I think that what better way to kick that all off than creating a game based on President's Day?
Yeah, I am all for that. The only thing that I really know about President's Day is that it's actually George Washington's birthday, and the only traditions I can think about it is that that's the best time to probably buy a car, because that seems to be the very important thing to do on President's Day.
This is very true. There are car sales all the time, and they always have President's Day sales. So we could go a econ route thing. The only, and this could, I mean, hey, we could incorporate that, but the only thing that I really had jumping off point, a springboard, so to speak, was like a title that was along the lines or played with the word president, and it would be called like almost like akin to like Buffalo, 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 or however.
The best sentence ever, yeah.
The best sentence ever. It'd be like called like presidents, or like precedent presidents. Something very, very convoluted that could mean, you know, I guess, like, or like present prestidigitation. Oh, what about like presidentitation? It's about president, being a magician and a president.
President invitation. I mean, that is a direction that we could go for sure. I did want to ask, were we trying to keep this in like the same vein of Labor Day origins, of it being the first President's Day, or is this just something totally different from Labor Day origins? And like, we're not, every single Tales of a Holiday is going to be about like the making of that holiday,
right? I guess my one thing to say on that is that like we could go that route, and if that helps kind of get a jumping off point, we can do that. But I don't think we have to hold ourselves to you know, making that the bread and butter of every single one of them.
Sure.
How about this complete Well, I don't know. I still really like the idea of president magicians. But you know how there's like Abe Lincoln.
I know
Hunter.
How there's an Abe Lincoln.
No, I'm just saying like Abe Lincoln vampire hunter. I know about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Those series are pretty good, I've heard.
So like, what if we try to create a president's, like, almost like not a shadow organization. I don't want them to be like, you know, nefarious or anything like that. But almost like a League of Extraordinary Gentlemen Presidents.
I was just about to say that if you weren't going to get there, yeah, League of Extraordinary Presidents.
League of Extraordinary Presidents, where, you know, in this world, maybe George Washington, John Adams, and Abe Lincoln are still alive, and they protect the world, and, you know, from otherworldly threats or other different things, but unbeknownst to everyone else. But that's what they've been doing this entire time.
Well, so the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, that is more or less, like, or at least from what I can tell, one of the first, like, mashups of, like, different franchises coming together. Because wasn't it, like, the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, like, Sherlock Holmes and, like,
I don't know if it's
Dr.
Sherlock Holmes.
Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Yes.
But it's, like, a bunch of, like, those old kind of, like...
Yeah, like, the man who's painting ages for him.
Yeah.
The Invisible Man, I think.
Which, Dorian Gray.
Yes,
yeah.
Thank you.
That painting's in the Chicago Institute of Art. It's great.
Ooh.
There's a painting of it. Anyways, yeah, no, it's like all of those different sort of stories that came together, and then some, you know, they all went to one bigger story of, I don't know, they're all being extraordinary.
So what if that's our thing, League of Extraordinary Presidents, where we have Abe Lincoln, vampire hunter, and then I guess we would kind of have to establish that, I don't know, George Washington fought zombies, or, you know, Thomas Jefferson. I'm struggling to think of originality
I wish that we did some research on this, because, you know, each one of these presidents obviously had done something before that they were presidents. So, like, what if we, like, leaned in really hard, like, Abe Lincoln, but not as the president, but, like, using his lawyer powers and things like that to...
Oh.
Yeah, it's, like, all of what, like, Teddy Roosevelt was a Rough Rider.
Yeah.
Before he was a president. Well, Taft, I think he got stuck in the tub while he was a president, but...
That's what he's known for.
That is really the only thing. And I think someone threw a cabbage at him one time.
Yes.
Yeah. But I really don't know much about... We might have to go into the more fictional part, to be honest. Because I don't really know much about what other these presidents did besides be presidents. And even then, I don't really know what most of the presidents did while they were presidents.
I guess that's, yeah, what my point as well is that maybe this is why it should be on us to kind of make it up. And I don't know, maybe between our combined knowledge, we can kind of come up with somewhat related to fact background on who they are. Like if Teddy Roosevelt was a Rough Rider, then maybe he is a legendary gunslinger, and I don't know, he's the fastest gun in the West, and in this League of Extraordinary Presidents, he's the sharpshooter. I'm just really trying to flesh out how this game in theme would be.
We could go that way, or even wilder is that he's an animorph. And he can anamorph into a bull moose, because that was his party. He's got all the shooting skills, but he's also, whatever the heck a bull moose is, he can turn into that as well.
Now we're talking. Yes, actually, I'm all in on, like, superhero magical presidents.
Okay, This is good, then. I'm just going to look up to see if anyone's done any art of a bull moose, because I think that's a pretty cool thing.
Would that
a bull moose is actually just a really big moose. It's
yeah.
Oh, I forgot. I think you can't... Isn't it, like, animals... Like, multiple things can be called a bull, but, like, just the cow is... Yeah. That's is that right?
I think so. A male adult, like, because a deer is a stag. A bull is obviously a male bovine.
I mean, they look really huge, so I would be... If I saw that, I'd be like, it's huge, it's got antlers, that's a bull. And then upon closer inspection, I'm like, well, that's a moose, I guess, but...
Like,
still stays.
I think male bison are, like, would be called a bull.
Hmm.
I think. Don't quote me on that.
Did you know that an ox is just a neutered... it's just a neutered cow? There's no, like, specific ox breed? Yeah. You can have a bull, and then once it's neutered, it's an ox.
I did not know that.
How about that?
How about them facts?
These are all fun facts to learn about. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, we've got one of our characters obviously established. Theodore Roosevelt, by day, he's a sharpshooter. By night, he's afflicted by a curse that he turns into a bull moose.
He's a weremoose.
He's a weremoose, and that's his origin story. We have no idea how he fits into this game, whatever happens, but he is a weremoose.
Amazing.
There will be day and night cycles in this game now.
Yeah, to be related to that, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I feel like we've already got, you know, Abraham Lincoln, by day, savvy lawyer.
Does everyone transform? Every single one of them?
Well, no, I just feel like that's like a common saying of just like, by day, do this, by night,
That.
It doesn't have to be, you know, one or the other.
I mean, would be kind of a crazy game as well, though, if this day and night cycles were... Anyways, keep going.
Let's do it. Yeah, well, okay, for now, we'll go under that thing unless we hard pivot. But yes, I actually kind of agree. I like that idea. Okay, so Lincoln, by day... lawyer by night, if we really wanted to borrow from the franchise, but I don't really want to, the vampire hunter. But we could also go, like, I don't know, he was really tall.
We probably shouldn't borrow from that. We you know, Miss Dunn's rule on plagiarism.
Maybe Abe Lincoln has like Ant-Man powers, instead of being like crazy, he can either be like the height of his hat or a little bit shorter.
Wait, so he just, like, grows or shrinks just a foot?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, seems a little bit worse than turning into a bull moose, but...
Well, I don't know. I mean, if you're a moose, you can't, like, interact with people. If you're a little bit shorter, you can sneak in somewhere. If you're a little bit taller... I mean, also, he was pretty tall. Like, he was, like, 6 foot something, so he'd be up to 7.
Yeah, which is why I'm saying if he's 6 foot and he just grows one foot shorter... Then he's still like a pretty normal size. Like, he's
well, it's all about how you use it.
We'll work on that, but maybe we don't need to have any. Let's actually just keep that. That's just Teddy Roosevelt's power. Is that maybe day and night cycles can come in for something else, but it's not necessarily like a transformation. You know.
Okay. Well, I. I'm all in on Abe Lincoln's powers either grow or shrink by 1 foot.
I know that you are in on that. I don't think that any player would want to pick Abe Lincoln if that is what they were getting themselves into.
What if, like, his lawyer powers are really good then, and so then his powers, by extension, are not as, you know, impactful, but his lawyering is legendary.
Well, yeah, I imagine his lawyering would be legendary. It sounds like that this is turning into some sort of cooperative game where this team of presidential supermen are getting together. Is this going to be a cooperative one, are we thinking?
Yeah, I think...
A dungeon crawler? Presidential dungeon crawler game?
Presidunjels. That's
it's pretty bad.
Yeah, it sounds pretty bad. All right. No, I like League of Extraordinary Presidents, but I think it's a cooperative game. I think we're kind of, stumbling into creating like scenarios, and I think most of them are going to be either like world disasters or you know, attacks by various nefarious otherworldly beings, or even like, you know, like all of the sharks in the world are coming up onto land and attacking us, help us presidents, and you know, stuff like that.
Or, you know, somewhat along the same lines, do it like a national treasure.
Oh, okay. So you're like trying to find something, or you're trying to like uncover a conspiracy or mystery or something like that.
Yeah, but there's still like thugs and like, I don't know, baddies to wrestle with.
What if like a lot of our like big bad guys of each like thing are like, you know, I guess to kind of dive down this one, notoriously bad things like in history, or like, you know, like bad things in terms of like, I guess, because President's Day, I mean, presidents, you vote for it and stuff like that. Like, oh no, Dr. Voter Suppression is at it again. And he's, that might be a little troublesome, but
it's a bit too just real. Yeah, it's a fair that enough, is a real problem.
Yeah, that's okay. I kind of felt that saying that. I just wanted to
no bad ideas here, you know. We'll go for
a more lighthearted romp. We'll stick in that lane.
Well, we could do like, I mean, it could be like crises throughout time, you know? It could be like,
oh, okay,
different sort of like, you know, one scenario is like fighting Nazis that are also trying to steal the Declaration of Independence.
Okay, there we go.
You know, some redcoats coming in, and you know, but they're also, I don't know, they've discovered steampunk technology and just like alternate tellings of history.
What about any like, are you okay, or would you want to have like any like natural disasters, or even like, you know, just like
cataclysmic events, like
a comet is headed for, you know, Earth, we need to figure out a way to stop it, presidents, or something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. That would be, and ideally we have natural disasters all the way up to like a Sharknado. We would definitely have to partner with that franchise. But
okay, I like
Sharknado.
This.
If you're listening, I am all, if you want to see some presidents fight a Sharknado, I am all for making that board game.
All right, I like that. I like that. Let's nail down some more presidents, in my opinion, and then we'll jump into like the mechanics, because I feel like once we kind of flesh out the options, then we'll have a good idea of how the game is played. So okay, we have Teddy the Bull Moose. We have Abe, and how about this Honest Abe, his power is that he can like coerce, or like he can force bad guys to like tell the truth or something like that.
He's a persuasion master. He's got like a, for the D&D nerds out there, he's got like a really high level of friendships, like that friendship spell where he can
zone of truth
people. Or zone of truth, exactly, and really just get the answers out of them. So he's a good utility character. He's also got long reach, and all of his punches and kicks can go a space further than a normal one, because he's just such a tall, lanky boy.
I guess they are just kind of fighting, or at least, like, you know, when they would be fighting regular people, they're not fighting, like, or at least, you know, it's like, they're still regular people at the end of the day, other than these powers. They're still just, you know, people through and through.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Cool, okay, so, those are two. George Washington.
Gotta add George.
He cut down a cherry tree.
Yeah, he automatically comes with an axe. I will say, he part of his starting equipment is he's got an axe. I will say maybe he's great at, he can like take down like barriers or build barriers quickly.
Okay, what if his thing is like literally just like, I guess his power is that like he has like a magic axe, and that he can like break through a wall, you know, every so often or whatever.
It's like Mjolnir.
Like, yeah, there we go. Perfect. So we've got our Thor character.
He can also shoot lightning.
Instead of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, it's the Presidential Cinematic Universe. The PCU.
So okay, we got George Washington.
Who is? Wait, we did Teddy Roosevelt. Oh, FDR is the one that was in World War II. I feel like he deserves something. He's a pretty legendary president. Got us through the Great Depression and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think so as well. Let's include him. What if he's in, like, I mean, FDR classically physically impaired.
Oh, what if he's, like, our Magneto?
Yeah, okay.
Or, no, that's sorry, not Magneto. Professor X. Professor X.
Yeah, I knew what you were talking about. Yes, yeah. He could be our Professor X.
Okay.
Wicked smart. I feel like he was wicked smart to navigate that whole situation with the war.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And he's probably got, I mean, you know, as one would assume, telekinetic powers to be able to, you know, influence objects beyond his reach and such.
His chair's so, also got a gun attached to it. It could just shoot like a rocket.
It's got a flamethrower.
Yeah, 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 okay. He's got a flamethrower. That's a better idea. he's also immune to lava. He can...
swim through lava?
Yeah, he can swim through lava because he's so close to the flamethrower. He's used to the heat.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm really liking what we got going on with FDR.
What if we had... Okay, hear me out. What Ready. If we had a president from the future?
Oh. A president
that hasn't been elected in our timeline yet.
Yes.
And this is like a bonus character.
I really like this. But
part
it's
cyborg.
Yeah. His name has to be like President like X9 F3 Steven.
Yeah, from the year Sigma 300.
There it is. All right. And I'm honestly just thinking that he's basically a Terminator. That's like his power is that he's just he's just a robot man.
I think that I like that. Yeah, he was sent back in time or like, you know, okay, hold on. More world building. What if in this world, when you die as a president, you get sent to a specific, it's like its own kind of like heaven or whatever. It's like the afterlife, but it's like all presidents from past and future are there. And this is where they all meet up and they all get sent back to Earth to solve different problems.
I like this. What if we, okay. Going even further, what if in not just the timeline, but we start looking at presidents of the president verse, and we look at like, you know, presidents from a world of, I don't know, I'm trying to think of like themes and like different civilizations and stuff like that. Like if the world were like slightly different or like this way, like much how like, you know, like in the Spider-Verse, I guess as example, there's Spider-Pig. And then there's, like, Spider-Man Noir and all that stuff. So, like, what if there was a president that, they're, like, tree people, like a tree-ent president.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. This is a good idea. Different versions of them. Well, that's kind of like, you know that one comic, Colonel Corps? With Colonel Sanders? Yeah, it's just like that. Think of this. Just thought of this while you're talking about that. When you said like an alternative president, what if the enemies of this world were not characters throughout time, but another league of runner-up presidents, the people that were defeated in the polls. And that's who the presidents are fighting. They're also alternative, weirdly souped up like president people. But it's all of, like, the competition.
Oh, man. Other political figures that didn't win. Yeah. Okay.
So you could have... There would be two Richard Nixons, because he was a president, but then he was also defeated by... what's his name? Oh, I forget. Kennedy.
Yes.
So... The anti-Nixon. Two Richard Nixons. unless we had that as, like... Maybe he's the one pulling the strings all along. He's in between worlds.
Oh, he's being pulled in two directions. He's our Loki.
Yeah. Nixon, I feel like he was a mischievous little man himself.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's an idea.
No, I love this because I'm already thinking, like, I'm literally looking at my collection of books that I have, and I'm thinking, like, wizard president. Valkyrie president, werewolf president, like all kinds of various makes and Miles, and like maybe like obviously like just their identity or who they are isn't their like power, but it is like also like along their background, like, you know, like maybe the Valkyrie president, like obviously she would be like very adept at, you know, the martial stats and stuff like that, but every like, I don't know, turn or two turns or whatever, she can like sprout wings and fly around and stuff.
Yeah, this is this is a wild game. I just want to put that out there. Not that all of the games that we've come up have made complete sense to begin with, but I think we have enough here to go to
mechanics and stuff.
Some mechanics, yeah. depending on all these different sort of presidents clashing and whatnot.
Yeah. So okay, let's nail down some action stuff, because yeah, I think we've got you are correct. I think we've gone well into flavor. And we could keep going if we really wanted to, but hey, that's expansion territory, and that's totally fine.
I would like to say at the end of every single game, it does end with the presidents buying a car.
Just to throw that in there at the end.
Yeah, it does end. The prize for winning is always going to be like a new model of a car or something at a really great price.
It's got to be a Ford. Or, what is it? Is Buick American?
I think so, yeah. GM is American GM, as well.
Yeah.
There's plenty of different, yeah, American ones. Yeah, but you just get a car.
Well, you drive off.
All these presidents are fighting over for a car.
You drive off into the sunset, obviously.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, mechanics. World building, done.
Yeah. I'm thinking that, like, much like a dungeon crawler, this game has a board, you know, a map, so to speak, and physical characters. It's not like a dungeon crawler where you have cards and then you just go encounter after encounter after encounter from a deck of cards. I think each scenario will have a map and location and different areas to go to and be able to, you know, like, run around and stuff like that, but I think since we've already kind of established that there are, you know, more, I guess, to speak in game mechanics, frontline presidents and kind of support background presidents, I think every single scenario, there should be like a home base where you can make upgrades and stuff like that. So like if you are the FDR, obviously you're not going to be, like, you can come out to the front lines, you have that capability, but you're... abilities and proficiencies might be more suited throughout most of the campaign to be the home base person, putting together clues, figuring stuff out, helping upgrade and, you know, keep the other presidents healthy and, you know, giving them a safe haven to come back to after their missions.
Do you remember that game Gauntlet Legends?
Yes.
So what if it was like that, where, you know, how you had different portals that you would walk into,
yeah,
and those would be the different instances and stuff like that? Mm-hmm. That's how it should be built out, where you have different portals. And this isn't to say, if you're staying at home while some other people go out on a little adventure, like, there's a good chance some people may be coming out of that portal, and you got to defend yourself for sure. But I'm imagining that's how it's all sort of set up, is that there, yeah, like you're saying, there's like a home base area. You can do some clues and, like, maybe piece them together, like, some puzzles that way. But then there's also, like, doorways that go into, like, I don't know. You got to fight off, you know, Bob Dole and his army because he lost
the
Clinton.
The Dolanites.
The Dolanites, yeah. The Dolers. They dole out the damage.
The Knights of Dole.
Yeah, this is whatever happens in those places. And Bill Clinton should be in this as well, and he's definitely saxophone, you know, he's sound-based.
He's the bard.
He's the bard, yeah. He's keeping the morale up.
Yeah. So, okay, so it sounds like, and I'm loving it, by the way, but it sounds like we have, like, one part dungeon dive, teams go out on missions and stuff, and you can feel free to split the party and go to various areas, but obviously... the difficulty is such that it assumes you're at least going to be going in with a fair amount of your team to each area. Then, next part is like mystery solver, where you gather clues and then have to use your resources back at home base to put those clues together to figure out, you know, what the end goal is or like what the last resolution is. And then last part, tower defense style, like, fighter, essentially, is that, like, obviously with the upgrades to your home base, they are going to be solving the mystery. But I really like what you said too, where it's like enemies can come out of the portal. I mean, heck, maybe even the home base comes under attack, which, case in point, is why FDR has the flamethrower chair, so that when baddies come to fight him, not only will there be turrets or defenses of some kind that could be built up, but, you know, FDR can get right into the thick of it.
Yeah, FDR is gonna blaze a path straight through. Yeah, he's gonna just burn him down.
Yeah,
I like that. That's a good idea. We could definitely just go in that direction. So yeah, three different sort of angles for it. Small dungeon crawler areas to complete the missions and maybe get a prize or something at the end, or get the clue, bring that back to base, do some investigating and some discovering, and then building up like traps and defenses and that kind of aspect as well.
I'm imagining that, like, there'll be cards and different things that you'll loot, but I think most of the game, I think, will have your characters, like, essentially like a character card, and then you attach various items to them. Does that sound good? Like that you're, like, you're augmenting the abilities that your character already has, and for the sake of ease, like, you have, I don't know, like, five different stats of, like, combat, investigate, upgrade, and I don't know, along those lines of just, like, basic actions that apply to the various areas of the game. And then when you find different cards, they give you either, they're just called, like, a piece of evidence, and you can use that to then, you know, once you have enough, find out the big mystery and solve the thing, or they're kind of augment cards that, like, you know, move faster on your turn, hit harder whenever you attack, you know, kind of like other abilities where you can, like, see enemies coming from further away, stuff like that. Is that all track? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I think there should be, like, there should be, like, a ton of different, maybe not a ton, but there should be, like, stats involved that you can, you know, upgrade your characters. Obviously, I think the big prize at every single dungeon run should be that evidence portion itself, where maybe that's like a different puzzle that needs to be solved with a different sort of presidents who may know more about the sort of situation. I don't really know how that part's going to go myself, but...
We'll let the eggheads down in, you know, in development get that one.
Right. Do we want to have someone playing as the Nixon character?
Oh, like a dungeon master? That is a very good, interesting angle that you... Yes. Yep. Yeah. That's... I think so. I think you have a... I guess, yeah, storyteller, game master. We could just call it a game master, too.
Well, this is pretty clearly President Nixon, who is the one... really pushing President Nixon. All... Yeah. Boy, did Ronald Reagan lose? Boy, I'd love to throw Ronald Reagan into as a villain as well. Did he run again and lose, or did he finish his presidency?
I think I honestly don't know.
Like he went for 8 years. Yeah. Ah, damn it.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Crap. Anyway.
Well, he's not a character. I don't want anyone playing as Reagan.
He's not allowed in the game.
He's not allowed to, no. No Reaganomics. Although there could be some great things to do with his acting career, because I know he was in some, like, Hallmark movies.
Yeah,
but...
yeah.
He's just too—he's too besmirched.
We'll put a pin in that.
Yeah, I mean, not that any of these other presidents have been like super 100% good all the way.
No, I know. Yeah, we could also say right now too that, hey, again, all in jest. We're having fun making this game. Please don't hold these as opinions of actual U.S. presidents.
Yeah.
But I love the idea of a game master, because then I feel like we could have a added thing where it's like, yes, the scenario is like crafted out, but maybe as the game master, your kind of system is you just have like a certain number of points per encounter. So like, okay, let me paint a picture.
Sure.
Group of people are playing. You, Sarah, X49, to really bring the mythos, I guess, alive. We're in the future.
And is Sarah the Is that the Valkyrie president?
Sure. It's you, a Valkyrie, and a robot playing against me.
Got it.
You know.
And I'm just Abe Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, as you guys go through various rooms, I have a counter of however many points I can spend to throw either encounters at you guys, like bad guys. I can throw traps at you and stuff like that. So that is up to me as the game master. I will say I think there should be a certain threshold that once you get to a certain point, you can no longer accumulate points. You have to spend them in order to get new ones so that you can't just like accumulate, and then throw the book at the team at the end of the game. But it's kind of, it makes for more customization as a game master between one and two games. And like, you could play the same scenario 100 different times and it would be different every time, because maybe I, you know, you guys are in the volcano level and I'm like, oh, I don't want to throw any bad guys at you, but the lava starts to rise, and then you guys have to figure that out. But since I banked those points, when you go into the ice domain or whatever, I really hit you the book with, like, or throw the book at you with, like, you're attacked by 14 Yetis. And, you know, and then you have to fight 14 Yetis.
That, I like that a lot, because then it gives the dungeon master or the Nixon player the ability to, as the game goes along, you can see what weaknesses the team has, or, like, maybe throughout one of the campaigns, George Washington loses his axe. And he can no longer break through some walls for some mysterious reason. So then you know it's like, well, now the team is at a disadvantage to, you know, unless they get his axe back in some way, like, then they're at a disadvantage by, like, getting through barriers and whatnot. So you can really cater the adventure to their strengths and weaknesses as you go along. So I do like that idea of being able to spend points. There should be like a certain limit. If like, if you're using like maybe a tile of a certain room, it's like you have a maximum of like 15 points to spend solely because the room is like so small. So you can put like a certain number of like 3-point creatures in there, right, but you can't just like fill it up with like baddies, you know?
Right. Cause I think the thing is too, is that as much as you want to, you know, defeat the players, or like if you're playing as Nixon, then sure, like, it is fun when the bad guys win sometimes in these stories and stuff, but you're not trying to just like, you know, metagame them, like defeat them by using the obvious best tactics every time. It's a cooperative storytelling type game, and then figuring out the mysteries together, yeah, is what
the,
I guess,
story the, is presidents.
Yeah, the story of presidents. So I guess last thing, because I think this is shaping up to be amazing. What is the overall connecting theme, is that every time, no matter what the scenario, is that they're saving President's Day, but it's in different timelines, it's in different worlds that they're saving President's Day.
Oh yes, yeah. That should be it. All of these the portals always lead to a portal of February 14th. That's President's Day, right?
I think
no,
so.
No, that's Valentine's Day.
No. Yes. Yes.
It's February 12th. That's President's Day, right?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Because it's like on that same like time frame of it.
Yeah.
Time to look this up.
Time to make sure that we're right in our game all about President's Day.
President's Day 2020. Oh, what on earth? Wait, what's... It's February 21st.
What? What's that late? Oh, it is.
What's February 12th holiday? Is that not a holiday? I thought there was like two holidays back to back.
I mean, Valentine's Day and President's Day are essentially a week apart.
That's Lincoln's birthday. Oh. How about that?
There we go. Maybe one time you go back and you have to save I have no idea who Lincoln's mother was, but you have to save her because she's in danger before she could give birth to Abe Lincoln.
President Lincoln has to deliver himself. that's the mission.
Oh, man.
And one of many missions in this.
Yeah, that's amazing. You have to deliver yourself or else you'll never exist.
And at the end of it, he gives him a tiny little hat and like gives his little baby himself a wink and is like, this will make sense in the future.
Yeah. come speak to me when you're me.
Yeah. What if that's it? That's Lincoln's power, is that there's two of them. He's got a younger Lincoln and a future Lincoln. And you can you take care of two characters.
Oh, but if you lose young Lincoln, then does old Lincoln just disappear, or can you expend multiple old Lincolns? And as long as you keep young Lincoln safe, you'll always
no.
Be
you
able
don't
to...
get. That's a good question. Also, you can expend old Lincoln. No, I'm gonna say if you lose either one of them, they're both tied to each other in the timeline.
but I guess it's just the fact is that you get to control two characters.
Yeah. They're you get two good lawyers. Good lawyer, bad lawyer.
No, they're both great lawyers.
They're both good lawyers. They don't do the good cop, bad cop routine. They're too honest. We're just two honest good lawyers.
Two honest good lawyers. One is, you know what? And it's not even like a child Lincoln. They're just like maybe 5 years apart, tops. But
yeah, it's one of them's got like a kind of some stubble going on, and one of them's got like a big beard, but they look basically the same.
Yeah. They're only like a month apart or something like that.
What if that's like, okay, sort of last sort of mechanical thing.
Yeah.
What if every single mission, depending on the characters that you pick, when you finish a mission that's related to your president, like delivering yourself, then you get that that additional ability. Like
legacy style.
Yeah, what if George Washington, his axe is pretty normal to start with, but then when he unlocks he chops down the world tree or something.
Oh, man.
yeah, I don't know, a corrupted world tree in some other alternative timeline.
He chops down the cyber tree and gets...
In the future.
Yeah, lightning powers.
Yeah. And that's when his axe gets upgraded.
Mm-hmm. I like this because then it encourages players to obviously not only play story to story to story. I think they can all be standalone, but if you really want the full President's Day experience, you select your characters, and it may be over multiple gaming sessions, but you play one after the other in order to have the, I guess I'm just going to take a shot in the dark, like President's Day Final Judgment.
Yeah, no, this is how, when you get the box itself, maybe when you first buy this is that you get the home base, the standalone board game itself is like the home base, and then maybe some additional pieces for like Nixon to fiddle around with. But when you also have to buy, and we'll sell that for like $30, but then for 30 extra bucks is that you can buy specific presidential campaigns, so that when you buy the Lincoln figurine, that one includes tiles and dungeon sets for Lincoln's campaign of delivering himself.
Yes.
But then
Lincoln has to be in that campaign. One player has to be Lincoln.
Yeah, exactly. But that's like kind of the expansion that you get from there. And then same with all the other sort of ones that you get is that, if you know someone who's got the Nixon set, which is home base and all that kind of stuff, then that's fine and good. But then all your friends and pals would be like, I got the George Washington set, or I got the Sigma, President Terminator President from the future set, and we do his campaign, and that's how it goes. And then when you like have new players join, you're like, yeah, I'm a pretty like stacked Lincoln player. I've already got my twin or my younger self unlocked.
Oh.
And they're like, dang, this guy's tight.
Yeah, you can carry it over, like stat sheets and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great game.
it's a wildly confusing game, but I think it's a great game.
I think it's a great game. It's got actual history. It's got fantasyful lore. It's got action and adventure, intrigue, mysteries, all of the components that one would want when constructing a very rich tapestry.
Yeah, there's a lot of story that goes into this one, so. Cool. I think we got ourselves a good game here.
I think we got
it. Should we come up with a title? Oh,
yeah.
No, we already did come up with a title. Are we sticking with League of Extraordinary Presidents? Because I like that, but the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen might come after us.
Maybe we could do something that is based off of that, but far enough away that we'll be okay. So, like, Tales of a Holiday, Presidents... presidential fellowship. No, probably can't use fellowship either.
Well, so I looked up what a group of presidents is called.
Oh my god.
And much like how there's like a gaggle of geese.
Yeah.
You can call a group of presidents. I believe you can call them either a cabinet or a Congress.
Oh. Okay, so Congress of exceptional presidents.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Or we could just, in, if we want to pivot from that naming convention, Tales of a Holiday, like Cabinet of Justice.
I mean, cabinet's good. We don't need to do. I don't know if justice necessarily fits.
That's true.
These are all wild tales of.
It's also mostly about keeping the order of time and reality. So mm-hmm. It doesn't necessarily mean justice.
To get your butt to Toyota-thon.
Tales of a Holiday presents Toyota-thon.
presents Toyota-thon.
Oh god.
Yeah, something like that. But we could do like the cabinet of I don't know. I'm trying to what did you say before?
Congress of exceptional presidents.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Hey, should we include, just as one last thing, like should we include something along the lines that they are fighting throughout time in reality and stuff like that? Like should there be something we probably to convey should. That?
Yeah, you're probably right. It probably come as a big surprise for anyone who doesn't know just looking at the box. Although I imagine the box art of this is absolutely wild.
Oh yeah.
Explosions and robots and lightning axe.
All kinds of crazy scenes essentially that would play out from the game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is definitely in the Tales of a Holiday franchise, so that's number one.
So it starts with, Tales of a Holiday, Crisis, Time Crisis, but yeah, not
time
that.
Crisis.
Time Crisis. Time Crisis.
Like what are words that deal with, time, reality, and stuff like that? Other than those two, I can't really think of any, other than, like, I don't know.
You do like Tales of a Holiday presents. It's like the presidential collapse of reality or something of like.
Tales of a Holiday, presidential race against time.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because it's like a presidential race.
And, yeah. Kind of a play on words there.
Yeah. That's a good one, and it's also like. Also helps convey that the enemies are the other presidential candidates that lost to the other,
Yes.
So, presidential race against time. That's pretty good. I like that a lot.
Sweet. All right. Who goes first?
Whoever can salute the longest.
We could make it literally just a vote and that everyone... goes out on a platform of why they should go first, and then just to,
this is kind of a different game in general, because if it's more like a dungeon crawler one, there's not really like a first or second, it's
that's true.
Would we have an initiative aspect
of just like rolling for it?
Yeah,
when the time comes.
Yeah, maybe, whenever combat's needed.
Then maybe for this game, unless you want to decide, if you want to be the Nixon, then that's totally fine. But I think instead of who goes first is who is Nixon first, like who's the Nixon. GM first. If you don't want to just like decide on that, maybe we can make a rule for that. Of
that's
who,
a good idea.
Who is the game master for the first time or whatever?
Okay. Yeah,
that could also be a vote, but that one. I mean, I don't know. You might be campaigning for yourself. You might be campaigning for someone else that you think would just be a very good game master.
Yeah, it seems like I don't really want to do the vote.
I know. One. Yeah, I was just trying to stay on brand of presidents, but
yeah, no, I think it's just not as fun. Yeah, it's not as fun. Plus, you can also like swing in some ways if you're with a group of bunch of like jerks who are just always voting you as playing Nixon. And you never get to get around to playing your sweet
and that's true
Harry S. Truman campaign.
Yeah. Aqua Truman.
Aqua Truman. That's just... Who's the... Oh, shoot. Sorry, real quick. Who's the president that stayed out too long giving his presidential speech and got pneumonia?
Harrison.
Yeah, that guy's a zombie.
He's undead.
His quest is to finish his speech.
He's an undead, and his vice president is a necromancer.
Yeah! Oh, snap. So who's really in charge?
Yeah.
Okay, that's just a quick aside there.
just wanted to put that one out there.
Let's see. It could just be like presidential trivia, although...
We've done trivia a couple of different times.
We've done trivia a bunch, for sure. Yeah.
You know what? It sounds like a little bit of a cop-out, but I promise that I mean this, like, that I think it'd be, like, a good way to wrap up the game and, again, convey the president part of it. I think whoever the players are that are there, they set the precedent of how who goes first is decided. So it's up to the players to, again, set that precedent of what the rule will be. And who knows, you could call it like a house rule that whenever we play here, we do it this way. Whenever we play at whoever so's house, we do it this way. But it is, the game does not dictate to you how you decide who is Nixon first. Rather, it is up to you guys. If you guys want to have a hot dog eating contest, go for it. If people want to, you know, have a three-legged race, go for it. It is up to the players.
I think that's a great rule, actually, to let the players decide, because then it does kind of give that feel of democracy, but also, yeah, I like that you can all bring your own sort of house rules into it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then if nothing else, if nothing else works, then should just be in, like, in the order of, you know, if this is multiple play sessions, it should be in the order of, like, who's got their characters unlocked to, like, their next level and whatnot.
Yeah, who's most familiar with the game and everything like that.
Yeah, or like if you've already run the George Washington campaign, maybe it's time for George Washington to be Nixon.
Oh, man, there are so many stories that could go along with this. Like the robot president already, like, I mean, as much as it would be borrowing from it, we could literally have a Terminator timeline or like quest where they come back in time in order to save one of the
February 21st in the future.
Yeah, it's just called... It's the rest of February was blown up, and so now it is the only day in February.
That's great. Okay. Well, this is a perfect game for your friends and family to play.
Yeah. Every President's Day now, you got the Americans, and hey, you know, rest of the world. It's not, well, honestly, you don't really need to know American history in order to play this game, because we certainly don't, and, you know, it just...
Yeah, you just need to know this history.
Yeah,
you just the real Nixon's history. Coming after you.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that's it. So cool. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Did you say
something? Oh, I'm just saying cool. Yep, please continue. Don't mind me.
We're just really happy with this product. But thank you, everyone, for listening. If you could recommend us to your friends or anything like that, that would honestly and seriously be very appreciated. And let us know that you do that. Tweet at us that you have been spreading the good word of Miss Dunn Needs More Games over here at Patchpotch LLC. To find us on Twitter, we are at PatchpotchRND. And for any professional inquiries, it is patchpotchllc@gmail.com. Spelled out, it is PATCHPOTCH.
Yeah, you did a weird emphasis on the H at the end there.
Yeah, I don't know why. I kind of felt like doing that, but I...
No, that's fine.
I'm a little 50-50 on the result of that.
Just know that it's an H at the end of the last part there for that patchpotch.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I just put a little bit of, I put a little extra stank on it.
Sick. Yeah, I got nothing else. Thanks for listening in. Please definitely tweet at us. We, as you can tell, may need some more ideas. And we'd love to hear from you as well.
What are you talking about? We come up with slam dunks every time.
I mean, yeah, this one came out pretty good, but yeah. It is also an hour long.
Yeah, it is hard to get there. Okay. You want to sign off? I actually have one kind of brewing.
If you've got one, please go ahead.
420 games ago, Patch Potch was killing it.
And so are you. Thanks for listening.
Bye.